This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Sandeep Chakravarti. The swearing-in ceremony of the new government at the center will take place at Rashtrapati Bhavan today evening at 7:15 p.m. President Draupadi Murmu has invited Prime Minister-designate Narendra Modi to form the new government. The President will administer an oath of office and secrecy to Modi and the members of Union Council of Ministers. Akashvani correspondent reports that several leaders from neighbouring countries have been invited to attend the swearing-in ceremony of Narendra Modi, who is set to become the Prime Minister for the third consecutive term. President of Sri Lanka, Ranil Wickremesinghe, President of Maldives, Dr. Mohamed Muizu, Vice President Seychelles, Ahmed Afif, and Prime Minister of Bangladesh, Sheikh Hasina, Prime Minister of Mauritius, Pravind Kumar Jagannath, Prime Minister of Nepal Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda and Prime Minister of Bhutan Shering Tobgay will attend the ceremony. The leaders have started arriving in New Delhi, including the Prime Minister of Bangladesh, Sheikh Hasina, and Vice President of Seychelles, Ahmed Afif. In addition to participating in the swearing-in ceremony, the leaders will also attend a banquet hosted by President Draupadi Murmu at the Rashtrapati Bhavan. Delhi police has taken stringent measures to ensure security during the event. The swearing-in ceremony of Prem Singh Tamang as the Chief Minister of Sikkim for the second consecutive term and his Council of Ministers will be held tomorrow at 4 p.m. The ceremony will be held at Paul George Stadium in Gangtok. Governor Lakshman Prasad Acharya will administer an oath of office and secrecy to Tamang and his Council of Ministers. Former Governor Ganga Prasad is also attending the swearing-in ceremony. Tamang has led the Sikkim Krantikari Morcha retained power for his second term with a thumping majority, winning 31 out of 32 seats in the Sikkim Legislative Assembly elections 2024. The Sikkim Democratic Front could just get one seat, with its president and former chief minister Pawan Kumar Chamling getting defeated in both assembly seats he contested. Both the newly formed Citizen Action Party and Congress also could not open their electoral accounts this time. All four female candidates of SKM, Rajkumari Thapa, Krishna Kumari Rai, Kala Rai and Pamin Lepcha also won with comfortable margins in this election. Meanwhile, all government and private schools, colleges and academic institutions within Gangtok Municipal Corporation will be closed on the day of the swearing-in ceremony. This decision, announced by the Additional Chief Secretary of the Education Department, aims to accommodate the security arrangements and vehicle movement restrictions in the area. An extended Congress Working Committee of the All India Congress Committee has unanimously passed a resolution requesting Rahul Gandhi to assume the role of a leader of opposition in the Lok Sabha. Addressing a press conference after the CWC meeting in New Delhi yesterday, Senior Congress Leader K.C. Venugopal said that the CWC believes Rahul Gandhi's leadership will build a strong and vigilant opposition. Senior Congress leader Jairam Ramesh added that the recent elections serve as a booster dose for the Congress party. The Office of the Mission Director, National Health Mission, NHM, has issued an advisory listing expected symptoms after consumption of poisonous mushrooms which may lead to upset stomach, nausea, vomiting and cramps, and in severe cases, victims feel thirsty, sweating, hallucinations, coma and liver damage. It said that the lack of knowledge can increase the risk of accidental consumption of toxic mushrooms, leading to severe health consequences. It also advised citizens to never eat a wild mushroom, especially if the identity of the mushroom is in doubt or unknown. So far, 27 cases of mushroom poisoning have been reported in the state this year, with a loss of 4 lives due to consumption of the wild fungus. Meghalaya Tourism Minister Paul Lingdor inaugurated the Cluster Development and Fund Project at Lum Simper yesterday in the presence of Mausindram MLA Olan Singh Suin, Deputy CEM KHADC, PNCM, MDC Alvin K. Sokumi, officials from the MBMA, CLLMP and others. Speaking at the gathering, Lingdor appreciated the Raid South Simper for the initiatives of preserving the environment. He said, "This day should remind us that if we talk about development, we should see the development that sustained, the development that comes through destroying the environment is not development, but it is a development that crawls." He also said that there is no development that happened without cooperating with the society. He also said that it should be a wake-up and remind the youth that this earth that we live on doesn't belong to us, but need to take care and hand it over to our children. He assured the Red South Empire that they will work together to strengthen and preserve this place. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.